It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Pam Bondi, welcome to the Dom Giordano program. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Matt. I'm happy to be with you guys today. And just for the record, I drive an SUV. I do not drive a convertible anything. But I think you could go to Miami and find lots of those.
Have you ever met Don Johnson is the question.
That's right. It's like Miami Vice music. Exactly.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I wish I was in Florida right now. It's one of the best states in the union. It's no wonder why everyone is moving there. Not only beautiful weather, but you're actually free. You got to remember, you're speaking to somebody that lives in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's right. We're in a free state. But, you know, so what Jack Smith did was he took this, you know, this guy's like a rabid dog. He took this back. Based on the Supreme Court's opinion regarding immunity, he took it back to a brand new grand jury. Think about all the crime going on right now in this world. Yet that's what he is focused on. He took it back, got a new indictment. I have not seen the indictment yet, but trying to stay within the parameters of the Supreme Court. I doubt he does. And frankly, I doubt it's going to go anywhere, because if you remember, Judge Cannon in the Florida case said she doesn't think that Jack Smith was even legally appointed to this case. So regardless, both sides are saying there's no way it's going to go to trial until after the election. But they're just still trying to hammer at Donald Trump over and over and over with indictment after indictment after indictment. It's truly ridiculous at this point, especially with all the real crime in our country.
It's one of the laziest things I've ever seen a lawyer do. And I mean, you know, full disclosure, this is in my practice area, but I'm a practicing attorney up here in New Jersey. We've all had adversaries that litigate by click and paste, but they basically took the whole indictment. And because of the immunity decision from the United States Supreme Court, they just injected everywhere, well, Trump in his official and his private capacity. Trump as president and in conjunction with the campaign to try to get around the fact that clearly Jack Smith, what he's doing here is not only violative of the Constitution, but specifically runs afoul of that U.S. Supreme Court decision. I will tell you, speaking lawyer to lawyer here, one of the things that frustrates me about this situation, there's lots that is frustrating about this situation. Lawyers don't need any help developing a bad name for themselves, right? We already aren't loved by the general population. We have a bad reputation. It's often misplaced. But I don't think that Jack Smith is helping our profession, and I suspect you agree.
Well, and you know, not especially prosecutors. There are so many good, honest, hardworking, decent prosecutors around this country. And that's what people are seeing right now. People are thinking that prosecutors are like Jack Smith, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, all of these horrible people who are making names for themselves, going after Donald Trump and weaponizing our legal system, targeting a former president and soon to be future president, and just going after him. And it's really a shame for all the people who are out there fighting crime. And when I say crime, I mean the drug epidemic we're facing in this country. The homicide rate is through the roof. All violent crime, the robberies in New York and New Jersey. Look what's happening on your subways and in the bodegas all over this country. There's so much crime, yet these people are dead set on going after President Trump.
producer Dan here in our program is about 8 feet tall. There's no way for you to know that
here
on the radio. I'm going to have him walk me to my car because I'm not nearly as tough as he is. I mean, that's how bad it is. There was a time not that long ago where our cities were improving. Now they're heading in an opposite direction, and it's clear to trace the correlation between bad leftist policies and the resulting horror show for people to live and work in what were once great American cities. One of the prosecutors that has unfortunately been at the heart of that trend was Kamala Harris herself. She used to hold the position of AG out in California, as you know. Now she is promising to use her experience as AG to prosecute corporations. Can you guess at what she means and what the danger would be if she's allowed to implement that vision?
Well, I actually haven't heard that one yet. Heard a lot of other things. Haven't heard that
it's
about
hard to
going
keep track.
To, you know, I know she wants to raise taxes on our whole world. I mean, they're all our whole country. They're saying completely contrary things to what they've said over the last almost 4 years while they were in the White House about everything, about taxes, but you know, also about public safety. You know, you've got these people who are former attorneys general, and they're saying they want to reimagine the police. Well, you can't do that in the world in which we live, especially in a world where our borders are wide open and terrorists on the watch list are flowing into our country. The drugs, the fentanyl, the human traffickers, yet they're out there saying they want to prosecute corporations. How does that make a mom feel who's trying to drive her kids safely to school every day? You know, how does that make you feel when you're having to have Don walk you out at night because he's bigger than you are?
I feel unsafe.
I mean, that's what's happening around our country.
I mean, I'm not the level of scared that, like, let's use this as an example. Kamala Harris can't debate by herself. She has to bring Tim Walz with her. I'm not that level of scared that I need to bring Tim Walz with me, who I'd imagine if I was attacked would start gesticulating wildly. I'm assuming that's his go-to move. I have to ask you this, too, right? Because you are a successful, extremely intelligent, capable Republican woman, right? Which many leftist women would say makes you a traitor to your gender because you're a Republican, right? Women aren't supposed to be Republicans. And they've developed this mythology about feminist women. But here is Kamala Harris, unable to answer questions on her own. I don't know how else you read it. We're constantly being told how wonderful it is. We might have the first female president. Doesn't it concern you that we might have a first female president who clearly can't stand on her own 2 feet?
Well, you know, you can't elect anyone based on that. When I ran for attorney general of the state of Florida, when I signed up to run, I had no idea I was going to be the first female. I ran because I was qualified, not because I was a woman. So that should have nothing to do with it, whether you're black, you're white, you're a woman, you're a man. And frankly, I'd love to hear more out of Tim Walz's mouth, because I was just in Minnesota with Laura Trump and Mike Whatley for the RNC, and we were up close and personal with all of these lawmakers, you guys, who had to deal with him. And he was frightening. I mean, they were telling us horror stories about dealing with him and how he is more anti-police than anyone I've heard. And, you know, when Minnesota was burning down during the riots, he waited until he didn't have a choice to bring in the National Guard, and then he let them go too soon. And he and his wife were in the governor's mansion laughing about smelling the tires burning in Minnesota.
So
that's the guy now that you want to help run our country, and you need him as a backup in interviews? Really?
And Kamala Harris was trying to help bail out the people that were burning down Tim Walz's city. So it's quite a pair that the Democrats have given us as an option heading in to November. But, you know, we know where we stand, and we all know where you stand, Pam Bondi, former Attorney General of the great state of Florida. We really appreciate your advocacy and joining us today on 1210 WPHT.
Thank you, guys, and be safe walking to your car.
We appreciate it.
I'm glad you have your bodyguard,
slash producer. Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.